Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More than 4 years ago, two brothers from Cambridge, Tamerlan and Zahar Tsarnaev, exploded bombs at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Tamerlan died a few days later in a shootout with Watertown police. Zahar is awaiting his appeal on his death penalty conviction. Even now, though, there are many unanswered questions about Tamerlan Tsarnaev and what the government may have known about him before the bombings. That's the focus of an investigation from WBUR's Radio Boston. Joining me in studio is Meghna Chakrabarty, host of Radio Boston. Hi, Meghna.
Hello, Deb.
So we've heard so much about the Tsarnaev family since the bombings and the manhunt in Watertown, also during Zahar Tsarnaev's trial. What have you uncovered about the older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev?
Well, we started looking into the question of whether or not Tamerlan Tsarnaev was an informant. Now, I know a lot of people see that as one of the persistent conspiracy theories about Tamerlan Tsarnaev, and the FBI has consistently denied it, still does. But we wanted to look into that question more deeply. And the thing is that swirling around this question is the fact that the federal informant program is enormous. 15,000 informants for the FBI, 18,000 at the DEA. And after 9/11, one of the things that we'll talk about in this hour on Radio Boston is that the government started focusing on counterterrorism for all the right reasons. And within that, Muslims became a target for informant recruitment. So we spoke to a former FBI agent. His name's Mike German, and he did domestic undercover for 16 years. And here's what he told us.
Informants are the bread and butter of law enforcement. But because the entire Muslim community was viewed as suspect, basically any Muslim that the government had some leverage over could be coerced into becoming an informant.
So, Meghna, did you uncover evidence that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was an informant?
Nothing that says that outright or explicitly. And again, let me emphasize, the government denies that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was ever an informant. But we did comb through Tsarnaev's immigration file that was released after Freedom of Information requests last year, and we found some pretty interesting stuff there.
Such as?
First of all, Tamerlan Tsarnaev had applied to become a citizen. That was well reported a couple of years ago. Now, in his application, what we discovered is that he was swept up into a little-known program called CARP, the Control Application Review and Resolution Process. CARP is designed to give extra scrutiny to applicants who are deemed a national security concern. And it's significant in Tamerlan Tsarnaev's case because USCIS gives law enforcement some say over the citizenship application of folks in the CARP process. They say law enforcement can recommend to grant, deny, or delay these citizenship applications. So Mike German, the former FBI agent that we spoke to, and the ACLU also, they say that law enforcement actually uses the CARP program to get people to become informants.
That's an opportunity to try to put pressure on somebody to convince them that it's in their best interest and might assist in acquiring their immigration benefits if they participate in becoming an informant.
So that's what could happen, but no conclusive proof, right, Meghna?
Yes, and we should emphasize that. But the thing is, it's one of the many, many unanswered questions about Tamerlan Tsarnaev, and the government is not answering them. USCIS would only send us a year-old statement saying, quote, while USCIS found no errors in the processing of Tamerlan Tsarnaev's application, we are always seeking to strengthen our very intensive screening processes. But you know, Deb, as we dug deeper into Tsarnaev's immigration file, we just found more and more questions.
Such as?
Well, there's this. I printed out two pages from Tamerlan Tsarnaev's immigration file. They're two nearly identical medical forms, except for one thing. So here, take a look.
They're different pictures?
Two different people. They're wearing the same clothes, but the faces are different.
Huh.
And it's two different medical forms that are supposed to both be for Tamerlan Tsarnaev. So what's that all about? Again, the government isn't telling us. So that's why we're calling our investigation Irreparable Damage, Unanswered Questions in the Boston Marathon Bombing. And today on Radio Boston, you're going to hear more about what we still do not know about Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
All right, Meghna Chakrabarty, host of Radio Boston. You can hear Radio Boston's investigative hour today at 3 o'clock. Meghna, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Deb.